Now 53 students recently competed in the Poetry Out Loud competition in Washington, D.C. Students are judged on their ability to recite poetry with not only precision, but with heart and individuality.
Janessa Gould joins us now to talk about performing. She's a senior at Altoona High School, and she's the Wisconsin Poetry Out Loud champion and performed at the National Poetry Out Loud competition a few weeks ago. She joins us from our studio in Eau Claire. Janessa, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get into poetry performance?
When I was a sophomore in high school, our English teacher required us to memorize a poem from the Poetry Out Loud archives, and then we had to recite it in front of our whole class. We had a classroom competition, and then I went to regionals at UW-Eau Claire, and I've kind of stuck with it since. I love Poetry Out Loud.
And this isn't just a simple matter of memorizing poetry and then repeating it. This is performance. It's kind of like acting.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you memorize your first poem and then you make it to regionals and you memorize a second poem. And if you make it through regionals, you have to then memorize a third poem. So there's a lot of work that goes into it.
What goes into a really good performance of a poem? Because, I could read a poem out loud and I think people would be bored when I did it. What makes a performance, stop nodding, what makes a performance compelling?
Definitely a deep understanding of the poem. I think when I was a sophomore, I just kind of recited the poems, I read them. But as the years went on, I learned, I have to understand what this means before I can make somebody else understand what this means. And I had to remember that this is somebody else's first time hearing the poem, so I really had to convey that meaning to the listener.
How can you tell if you're really getting it? You're connecting with your listener, and in your own mind, you're clicking, you're understanding, and you're being really present in what you're saying.
I kind of just have to have that aha moment for myself first, and I would read a poem once and be like, okay, I kind of understand this, and say it's my 20th time reciting the poem in my head, and I'd be like, so this is what this really means. So it kind of just took a lot of repetition on my own end in order to convey that meaning for the listener.
Talking to Janessa Gould, she's the Wisconsin Poetry Out Loud champion. She performed at the National Poetry Out Loud competition a few weeks ago. Janessa, I understand you've got a poem to read for us. First of all, tell us about the poem and at which stage in the competition you performed it.
I do. The poem is The Art Room by Sharon McCallum. It was my first poem that I performed at Nationals. I would say it's one of my favorites out of the three that I picked. I really was able to connect with this poem, and I found some deeper meaning when I looked into the author's background, and I was able to understand it a little bit more.
Yeah, go ahead and give us a reading.
Okay. The Art Room by Sharon McCallum. For my sisters. Because we did not have threads of turquoise, silver, and gold, we could not sew a sun nor sky, and our hands became balls of fire, and our arms spread open like wings. Because we had no chalk or pastels, no toad forest or morning grass slats of paper, we had no color for creatures. So we squatted and sprang. Four young girls, plates heavy on our backs. Our feet were beating drums, drawing rhythms from the floor. Our mouths became woodwinds. Our tongues touched teeth and were reeds.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was really something. How did you come up with your own style? Because I've heard many poets read over the years, and each poet has their own cadence and their own unique style. How did you come up with the way you read poetry?
So the first time I read a poem, I try to get an idea of my head of what I would like it to sound like. And then as I practice, I try not to change that idea, because too many things shift in my head and I overanalyze it, like, what could I make better? But I found out that usually the first time I say something in my head is the best, so I try to stick with that.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about how this competition works. You and 52 other high school students from around the country, what's it like to be there and be judged on your performance?
It was definitely one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had, to be with those 52 other students and to share that common love of poetry and appreciation for the arts. It's definitely not something I get exactly like where I go to school, but to be with those other kids was just amazing. And yes, it's a competition, but there was no like fierce competition against each other. We knew we were all there to support poetry and the arts, and it was an awesome experience.
Do you find that some poems are easier to read than others? I mean, I can imagine if I were reading something like, I think that I shall never see a thing as lovely as a tree. You know, that seems a little easier to me than what you just read, which has so much nuance in it and it doesn't have all kinds of rhymes. Are there kids who go for maybe the more simple poems?
Yeah, I think it definitely depends on your personality. At Nationals, you would meet somebody and you could kind of get an idea of their personality, and then you would see them perform a poem and you're like, oh, see, that kind of fits with their funny personality or their more serious personality. So I think people usually pick poems that are relatable for them. I mean, that's at least what I try to do and kind of what I see in others.
Does doing this poetry performance inform the rest of your life? Does this help you as a student or in your daily life?
I think so. I've gained a lot of confidence through doing poetry out loud. I feel like now I have the ability to get up in front of any group of people, whether I know them or not, and kind of speak about anything. I just have that confidence behind me, and poetry out loud has really helped me with that.
Now, I know that one of the areas that you're judged on is the quality of the diction, the way that you pronounce the words. Do you have any advice for the rest of us about how to maybe not rise to the level of a great poetry reading, but how to sound a little more clear and with that kind of elegant diction that you just had?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out for myself a little bit. I performed in front of a classroom full of my friends, and after I performed, they came up to me and they were like, you sounded completely different from how I've ever heard you speak before. And I don't know, I think there's just something about performing something that you're passionate about and you've really found the deeper meaning, it just kind of changes the tone of your voice and your diction.
This is your senior year. Are you going to keep doing poetry performance when you're out of high school?
I think so. I think I'll try to find some poetry readings. I'm really interested in Button Poetry, which they have every first Monday of the month in Minneapolis. So I think maybe one day I'll get the courage to perform at one of those.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Janessa Gould, a senior at Altoona High School and recently represented Wisconsin at the National Poetry Out Loud competition, and she was with us there to talk about her award-winning performance.